Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. During the next half hour, we continue to feature number one songs on various charts. We'll hear from Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together, Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Four Tops, Lionel Richie, Marvin Gaye, and Thelma Eustace. First up, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together. Well, it was commercial gold just on paper. Motown's two top artists acting together on record and soon on a primetime television special. Well, of course, the Supremes had roots in the late 1950s as the Temptations' sister group, when some of the guys were the primes and the original girls were the primettes. Frank Wilson had the first short to formally record them together, devising a lineup of classic cover tunes. It's interesting to note that the backing tracks were recorded before Temptations lead singer David Ruffin left the Temptations, but the lead vocals were cut with Dennis Edwards. Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations first appeared together on the United States top-rated television show The Ed Sullivan Show in November of 1967. This led to an NBC television special co-produced by Motown called TCB, or Taking Care of Business, and that aired in December of 1968. While producer Frank Wilson laid a friendly bet that his meticulously crafted studio album would outsell the TV soundtrack, and he was right. I'm Gonna Make You Love Me would become the big hit single from Diana Ross and the Supremes on their record album entitled Diana Ross and the Supremes Join the Temptations. Here are the two great groups together, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations, right here on Motown Memories.
I'm gonna do all the things for you a girl wants a man to do. Oh, baby. I'll sacrifice for you. Oh, baby, every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. Look out, it's coming in your direction. And I'm gonna make you love me. Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'm gonna make you love me. Yes, I will.
Look at him. My love is strong, you see. I know you'll never get tired of me. Oh, baby.
So,
oh,
baby.
And now I'm gonna use every trick in the book. I'll try my best to get you hooked. Hey, baby.
Baby, I'm yours.
Every breath I take and each and every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And every night and every day, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, cause I'm gonna get you.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Overdone.
and building my castle of love. Just for two, though you never knew you were my reason. I've gone much too far for you now to say that I've got to throw my castle away over dreams. I am fit out of perfect come true. Though you never knew it was of you I've been dreaming. The Sandman has come from too far away for you to say come back some other day. And though you don't believe that they do, my dreams come true when I looked at you. And maybe too, if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, overloved over me. Over heart to find, I had found what I've searched to discover. I've come much too far for me now to find the love that I sought can never be mine. And though you don't believe that they do, they do. Did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And maybe too, if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, overloved, over me. And though they are seeing, and maybe with a chance you will find you too, like I, overjoyed, overloved over you.
Over you. This is the home of Motown Memories. Motown Memories. With Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Gladys Knight and the Pips. Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, number one from 1973. Before that, Stevie Wonder's number one from 86, Overjoyed. And we started with that great duel group together, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations with I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, number one from 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature number one songs on various charts during this entire hour. Well, coming up, a number one song from the Four Tops from 1970, It's All in the Game. Well, Frank Wilson, the great producer and the third leg of Motown's West Coast production team in the mid-1960s, was now at the home office renovating the Supremes and the Four Tops. Well, for the Four Tops, it was the shot in the arm that they really needed after the departure from Motown of that great writing and production team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland. It's All in the Game was the first major Four Tops hit that didn't feature Levi Stubbs' great voice all the way through. He doesn't take over until halfway in, and he immediately jacked up the energy level of the song. Well, the original version of All in the Game shot up to number one in 1958 with lead singer Tommy Edwards. Well, music trivia experts know it's the only chart topper co-written by a U.S. vice president by the name of Charles Dawes, D-A-W-E-S, who served under Calvin Coolidge. Well, Frank Wilson recalled, this song was one of my favorites growing up as a kid. Our desire was to capture that melody and maybe add just a little more flavor to it. While On the Game was the Four Tops' biggest rhythm and blues hit since 1967's Bernadette and their highest pop entry since the song If I Were a Carpenter. The record also hit the UK top five. Here are the Four Tops right here on Motown Memories.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know that to know is love.
You have words. Have words with him, and your future's looking dim. But these things, your heart can rise, rise above. And caress your waiting fingertips and your
favorite Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Richie with a great song, All Night Long, All Night, number one from 1983, and we started with the Four Tops, a Tommy Edwards remake of It's All in the Game, number one from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature number one songs on various charts. Well, coming up, a great song by Marvin Gaye, number one, I'll Be Doggone. Well, Marvin recalled that he knew that I'll Be Doggone was a special record. He was quoted as saying that 1965 started off badly for me because I experienced certain mental trauma. Also, I didn't like the direction the music business was pushing me into. I was making a lot of money, but that didn't seem to help my somewhat emptied life. Then out of the blue, co-writer Smokey Robinson came to my rescue, both mentally and physically. Well, continuing Marvin's quotation, Smokey wrote something, and I'll be doggone, that knocked me out. He said that a woman ought to be whatever a man wants. I believe that, though I thought that caused me powerful grief, but I can't blame that on Smokey. Well, that great writer and producer, Eddie Holland, thought and said at the time that, quote, Marvin Gaye was the fastest and quickest artist I've ever worked with in my life. I could sing it down one time, he could take the lyric sheet and just sing it. He had this unique ability to hear the music and become part of it. Because you think in terms of Marvin Gaye, he really had a sweet, very soft voice. That's what he loved doing. He wanted to be like Nat King Cole. He loved jazz and ballads. But if he heard a raunchy song, whether it was rhythm and blues or rock and roll, he could become that song. Well, here is Marvin Gaye, right here on Motown Memories.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day, baby. And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay, baby. But if I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone. Then I wouldn't be doggone.
Baby.
And I'd be doggone if you ain't warm as a breath of spring,
baby. Baby.
And if we live to be 100 years old, if you ever let that spring turn cold, then I wouldn't be doggone. Should try to be whatever her man wants her to be. And I don't want much, all I want from you is for you to be true to me. I'll be doggone if love ain't a man's best friend, oh baby. And I'll be doggone if you ain't the loving end,
baby.
If I ever found out that you're no good, then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Well, I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. During this entire hour, we featured all number one songs on various charts. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On the website, you'll find all the information on your favorite Motown artists, including those featured during the last hour on Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.